was a woman on TikTok recently who is teaching her daughter that if she wants to marry rich, she's got to go where the rich men play.
Right.
She named a bunch of those places. And Matt, as a matter of fact, shared that someone he's distantly related to kind of already knew that lesson because she went and worked at a golf course specifically to meet a rich man to take care of her. And I mean, we had no idea, right?
Right. And like 30 years older, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy's 30 years older.
And she just said, you know, I'm going to marry rich, or I'm going to at least date rich. And so I had to go where the rich men were playing.
Well, we actually had that thing the other day where what men look for in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s change. Mm-hmm. And they talk about how men in their 50s, typically, they lead with money. Mm-hmm. They said it's a sign of insecurity. It's also a sign on their part of manipulation.
It's also what they have.
Right.
You know, because if you're going for somebody who's younger, you're probably not going to have a lot in common.
Right.
I dare say nothing in common.
Yeah, if you're going 20, 30 years younger, you're not.
If your kids are the same age as the women that you're dating, you will...
You're not.
You'll be able to say, oh, my kids like that, or my kids are into that. Or
my kids say lit.
Sure, but they lead with money because that's what they have to offer.
Yeah, and they're not secure.
Sure.
If you're secure, you don't lead with money.
100%. That goes without saying.
I'm saying that article said because of insecurities and they're single in their 50s or 60s, they're like, ugh. Mm-hmm. And if they're wealthy, they're like, hey, I can take you to, you know, Aruba or whatever. And
they're used to living up to that standard.
Right.
So you're not going to just because you're dating somebody and you've lived your life. I won't say your whole life because you're not dead at 60. But, you know, you've lived your life. You're not all of a sudden probably going to start hanging out at, you know, some trash place.
With just the pores?
You know what I'm saying? They're not going to lower their standards.
Who, the older men?
Yes, the older men.
Yes, they will.
No, meaning like, but if they're used to going
they're not going to be like, I'm going to go to South Myrtle on vacation. No offense.
No, because
that's where normal people go.
Where they go and where they have been going are places they want to continue going.
Yeah,
they're going to bring you along with.
Sure. And if it's something that it progresses naturally and you're not a gold digger and that somehow you fall in love, that's fine. But when they lead with money, or in this case, looking for someone only for money, I just read this. I find this interesting. It's on Medium.com. It said gold diggers often target men dealing with mental health issues due to their vulnerability. They manipulate these individuals and exploit their partner's emotional struggles to get in a situation where they feel dependent emotionally on the younger, more attractive person as the gold digger. They said subconsciously they know how to exploit rich old men.
By the way, something that's not that surprising, because we've been saying, or at least I have, that the men who think that these younger women are attracted to them for their personalities are delusional.
Also that.
Yes.
So there.
Right. So that goes into it, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. That guy, I know we keep referencing him. The
owner of the Raiders?
Yes. Yeah.
Mark Davis?
Yes. Mark Davis, yeah.
And even Bill Belichick, who, by the way, the rumor is that he's looking for engagement rings for his 24-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
The fact that they think that these women are not in it, that they were attracted to them for their personality is shocking to me.
Right.
There's something very wrong with
it. It is. We all fall in love. Well, if you fall in love, you fall in love. That's different.
Sure.
But we all are attracted for different things or different reasons. Some are good, some are bad. Some are maybe in between. But if you're getting with someone for any other reason besides you really do care and love them, it's going to be a disaster.
I do admire it, though. If you're just outright and you say,
if you're, yeah,
hey,
you don't tell them.
No, but how I've said before with the owner of the Raiders and Bill Belichick, if they said to everyone, or they said, look, I get it. She's with me for the money. I would be like, hell yeah, enjoy your time.
I would respect that more.
I would respect it. I do respect it.
Than pretending that it's like, yeah.
For anything else.
Especially when he's like, for my smile or my good looks, you're like, dude.
Or women who say, no, I just really love him. Or like Anna Nicole Smith, for example.
Right.
The man
was in a wheelchair.
90 years old and in a wheelchair. No, you're not.
No, he just happened to be a billionaire.
I think you can have a bond with people. You can bond with people all the time and not sleep with them.
Yes.
You can have those relationships. It doesn't have to be marriage and sex.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, and I've heard it so many times that people, you know, they're in the dating world where the women are looking for men to just take care of them, and then men that are like immediately want to take people on these extravagant vacations and give them money and buy cars, and they're like, what are you doing?
God forbid anything happens to my husband, but one day, God forbid, I won't get married again, but I will go to a nursing home and find a man who is like, take my money and go travel with your children.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, hey, thank you, kind sir.
Yes, if he wants to fund my lifestyle with my children.
And do you have to have sexy time with
him? No.
Okay.
He'd take my money and go.
Right. And then you will maybe talk to him and have some companionship and watch his Matlock with him or
absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah. There you go. I will send him tchotchkes from all the places we're traveling.
Curios, as they call them in South Africa.
I jokingly told my mom singing. I've jokingly told her, I said, if you want to introduce me to anybody, I want to see his bank account and credit, and credit score. Then we'll talk.
Yeah. Let me see that 401k.
Yes.
Right. You know, I think a lot of people have a fear that if someone's with you for any other reason except for they love you, that would be a fear. That's a fear.
If you're...
anybody.
If you're rich.
Just anybody. If someone's with you for any other reason besides the fact they love you.
Oh, yeah.
There's some other motive or they're with you for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you. I don't like that.
No. That's not a good sign.
I don't know. How can you feel good about it?
If Jason Goodman were here, he'd say, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
He don't like that.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm.